As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the evidence and show me your law. You got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, October the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least lots of it anyway. Hard facts, wherever we can find them, solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, even if it's not very popular around the rest of America. But we believe here that it remains the best hope for America. I can tell you, what a weekend. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up a telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And again, I've changed my email. I've gotten rid of the my dial-up connection. So for all of those of you that were dialing up through the dial-up, coming in with an email, don't use that number, that address anymore. Use this one, bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Excuse me, as I get my voice ready to go here. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Certainly appreciate all of the AM and FM micro affiliates helping us out to get this message across out to a bigger audience. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals this morning rebound following the South Korean G20 meeting. We'll talk about that. Midterm elections 8 days away, and the young Democrats aren't buying Barry's change. We'll go there as well. Global recession and the green agenda. Bells toll for the oil tanker transport sector. We'll cover all of that as well, and we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading up $18.40 a troy ounce at $1,346, recovering some of the ground lost during last week and the roll-up to the G20. People didn't like what they heard at the G20, and the precious metals and commodities are rebounding. Silver, big strong move up, 49 cents at $23.78 a troy ounce. Platinum moves up 28 bucks at 1,701, and palladium up $21 at 610. So I hope you thought very long and hard about buying on the dip. And if you had any gold or silver business to do with our sponsors, that you did so before now, because it's going back up. The London Gold Fix this morning, AM London Gold Fix. The boys in London set the price this morning on gold at $1,345. The SPDR gold shares show that they are holding 1,298.27 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on the street at $55.2 billion. So with all that, we'll pick it up right there, right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned. Lots on the browser this morning.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, October the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's finish out our market report and review a little bit here. Active trading out of New York City. Good news for the gold bugs. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, found gold trading back up $18.30 an ounce after the G20 meeting in South Korea. Trades this morning at $1,346 an ounce. Silver up 49 cents, coming back towards the $24 mark. Will she go back over there again soon? I hope so. But at $23.78, things are looking good for silver. Platinum up strong this morning, $28, going back across the $1,700 threshold at $1,701. Palladium up $21, a big move for palladium. $610 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,327.70 for a low, $1,350.30 for a high. So we're touching that $1,350 mark again, which is important. If we can stay in this range for a week to 10 days, build a lot of strength, so we should see that $1,400 gold in the near future. But at $1,346, your gold is up year to year, $291 an ounce for a 27.59% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixers, set the price at $1,345 an ounce, and the SPDR gold shares again holding 1,298.27 metric tons of gold, ostensibly, in their exchange-traded funds. valued at $55.2 billion. Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed down 14 at 11,133. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 24,79. And S&P 500, not knowing which way to go, closed on Friday up 3, not much, at 1,183. Crude oil this morning, a big move up in crude oil, up 77 cents. We're going to talk about crude and crude oil delivery in a moment. But it's selling in Oklahoma at $82.46 a barrel delivered, as they say, in Oklahoma. 42-gallon barrels, you do the math, folks. Just divide 82.46 by 42, and you'll get an idea for what they're getting for a gallon of crude these days. U.S. dollar index this morning off 39 basis points. The traders don't like what they heard out of Korea. We're going to talk about that. The USDX, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, theice.com, you can find out all about it there, at 76.99 this morning. Of course, that impacts the Forex market, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning up strongly, up 61 basis points, back at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 38 basis points, still trading at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning, a strong move, up 46 basis points for $1.40 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound, strong as can be, up another 20 basis points, $1.57. So if you're going to go to London and do a little sightseeing, expect to exchange your dollars for pounds at $1.57 per British pound. The Swiss franc, equally strong, up 67 basis points. And exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bonds is 0.34%, very low yield on that on U.S. Treasury. The 10-year is at 2.50% and the 30 at 3.87. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 3.79 a month ago to 3.68 this morning. The 30-year bumps up a little bit, reversing that downward trend, moves up from 4.31% a month ago to 4.37% this morning. The prime rate stands at 3.25%, and the gold-silver ratio, improving picture there, at 56.59 ounces of silver for every ounce of gold. In the Econoday bin, going over and look at the economic calendar for the week, again, we're going to find a big day coming in on Thursday, with the jobless claims, the natural gas report, and others. Durable goods is coming out on Wednesday. New home sales, that's the number everybody's going to be looking at on Wednesday. It'll be out at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We should have that report for you on Wednesday. Tuesday, of course, we're still looking at the Goldman store sales and the Red Book. We'll have the Case-Shiller Index out as well. But we're going to have a consumer confidence report just about airtime tomorrow, so we'll find out whether the consumers have any real confidence in this shill game that they've got. Of course, the existing home sales, that should be out during the broadcast this morning, and so we'll talk about that. Benjamin Shalom, I love Bernanke, Israel Bernanke, he spoke this morning an hour ago about, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. In fact, why don't we just go ahead and pick that up right here and click on that. Here you go. Bernanke speaking. This is it after the G20 meeting in South Korea. And this is what it says. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, Federal Open Market Committee voting member, gave opening remarks to the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation conference on mortgage foreclosures and the future of housing. Mortgage foreclosures and the future of housing. These are the highlights from what he said. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke gave welcoming remarks at the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that's FDIC, conference on mortgage foreclosures and the future of housing. He made no comments on monetary policy in his prepared remarks and did not take questions and answers. Bernanke, however, did say that the Fed and the FDIC are looking at the current mortgage problem of whether large mortgages, servicing institutions did not follow proper procedure in foreclosure. So they're having to, even in prepared statements, talking with the, you know, the kingpins, the gangsters. They're having to discuss this, all right? And here we go. Because they know that they've got the media looking at them, and we're looking at them here, too. Quote, we are looking intensively, that's an interesting word, intensively. We are looking intensively at the firm's policies, procedures, and internal controls related to foreclosures and seeking to determine whether systematic weaknesses are leading to improper foreclosures. We take violations of proper procedures seriously. If you can believe that. We've got some matzo balls we have to sell you. He also noted that current housing problems are related to excesses in the housing market. All right? Built too many houses, sold too many houses, got a lot of houses standing idle. Quote, but as recent events have demonstrated, home ownership is only good for families and communities if it can be sustained. If it can be sustained, it needs to be propped up, shored up, supported. Home purchases that are very highly leveraged or unaffordable subject the borrower and the lender to a great deal of risk. Of course, investors love risk. You know, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. And in this gangster-bankster time period, there's been a lot of reward-taking and a lot of risk overstepping. Moreover, Bernanke continues here, even in a strong economy, unforeseeable life events and risks in local real estate markets make highly leveraged borrowers vulnerable. We'll continue with Shalom Bernanke right after these words. Be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering find the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we've returned once again looking at this comment made by Fed Chairman Benjamin Bernanke at the Federal Reserve System and Federal Deposit and Insurance Corporation's conference on mortgage foreclosure and the future of housing. Boy, would have loved to have been there and heard it all, watched it all, listened to it all, and got the handouts. But anyway, continuing, he says, but as recent events have demonstrated, home ownership is only good for families and communities. I hate that word these days, if it can be sustained. It was ultimately, here's another quote, the final quote here, it was ultimately very destructive when in the early part of this decade, dubious underwriting practices and mortgage products inappropriate for many borrowers became more common. In time, these practices and products contributed to problems in the broader financial services industry and helped spark a foreclosure crisis marked by a tremendous upheaval in housing markets. Now more than 20% of borrowers owe more than their home is worth, and an additional 33% have equity cushions of 10% or less, putting them at risk should house prices decline much further. With housing markets still weak, high levels of mortgage distress may well persist for some time to come. I'm telling you, folks, people hang on these words. They dissect these sentences. I bring them to your attention so that you might do likewise. This off of Reuters. G20 has to show compromise, FX pact, PAX meaning. All right? That's kind of an unusual headline. Excited talk of currency wars has given way to an uneasy truce. But what has so far been a phony war could yet break out into outright hostilities. For the statement, this by Alan Wheatley, global economics correspondent out of South Korea, for the statement thrashed out among the finance ministers of the G group of 20 leading economies in South Korea at the weekend did no more than paper over the radically different views of the two main belligerents, the United States and China. And if you were listening to that International Monetary Fund meeting, you know that When Paul Volcker was sitting there with his ponderous belly poking out of his belt, looking like some kind of a cartoon caricature, and the Chinese minister was trying to speak in broken English, they're telling the rest of the group that he wasn't too happy. You know that there's some problems, there's some friction. Sometimes international meetings sow the seeds of understanding that over time bear policy fruit, but most times, what you see is what you get, the writer says here. And I think we saw what we were going to get out of that IMF meeting. And we're seeing the same coming now out of Korea. And what world markets saw in Korea was two countries, poles apart, on who is responsible for global imbalances that are generating currency volatility and threatened to spill over into the 1930s-style protectionism, even at a time when the world economic recovery, in the words of the G20, is fragile and uneven. Let's go to Sid in Indiana and say good morning to Sid. Good morning, Sid.
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Hey, I love your show. I listen every day.
Thank you.
Can I just say something for your audience?
Sure. Go ahead. Jump in.
And I say this with all respect. I'm Jewish, And I just want to say that 99.9% of Jewish people are in the same boat as you guys, as everybody else. The powers that be want to steal our land. This quote that you just said by Bernanke about inappropriate for borrowers, that is almost like he's saying borrowers don't know what they need, and they'll take anything they can get. But the real fact of the matter is that borrowers aren't doing anything. It's the banks. And I don't care if the banks are run by Jewish people, Catholic people, or aliens. Don't care. They're the evil ones. They're the ones that are taking these notes and then selling them multiple times, highly illegal, highly unethical, and they're the ones that cause the problems. And I just wanted to say to you, you know, I love your show. I love it. I listen. I don't watch TV. I am an Oracle fan. I've even donated to Oracle. I just was hoping that we could identify these people not as Jews or not as anything other than what they really are. They're evil. Evil with a capital E. And if we can start to look at it that way, then everybody who is being screwed, excuse my words, but that's what it is, everybody gets in the we're all in the same boat.
Well, let me respond to that, Sid, because you bring up a really good point. Oh, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 8, 10 years ago, something like that, when I was really just like yourself, just hanging on a lot of the words of the various shortwave hosts. You know, one of the phrases that I really got tired of hearing was the good Christians.
Yeah.
All right. I heard that so many times. Well, they're good Bible, you know, Bible fearing Christians, you know, good, you know, solid in their faith, good Christians. And I'm wondering, well, when are these good Christians going to realize that they've aided and abetted probably the greatest takedown of any nation on this planet, you know? And so I would like to say that in some regards, you know, tongue in cheek, I'm an equal opportunity hater. You know,
Me too, though.
I look at all of these various groups, if you will, because everybody, you know, our silence, and even my own, my silence, your silence, our silence implies our assent and consent to these various and sundry trepidations of, you know, that we're dealing with right now, that we are okay with it, that we're cool with it. Now, there's about, I don't know if the number, you know, the census would bear me out, but about 2% of our population are Jewish, all right? But you find a disproportionate control of our financial system, our media system, even through AIPAC and Jinza in Congress. They have a disproportionate amount of control, largely because they have considerable wealth. Now, if there are, truly are, people that are either, let's say, Ashkenazic, which means they may or they may not follow any religion at all. There are plenty of Ashkenazic Christians in this country, people that came over from Eastern Europe and embraced Christianity and moved into regular communities just kind of to be an American. But if there are a large population of that 2% that are really just as PO'd as you and I might be this morning, then it's time for them to stand up, because we need to have every person, excuse me, of Jewish descent, whether that be from a bloodline or through just the religion, you know, grafted in, we need to have every single one of them standing up and they're on their legs and speaking out, becoming vocal local, and letting the world know, and the powers that be, the Ben Bernankes and the Timmy Geithners and the Jamie Dimons and the mm-hmm. Lloyd Blankfeins and the Abraham Foxman and the, you know, Morris Dees, they need to be letting them know that they don't like this crap either, and that they have serious questions about the Holocaust too. And what they want to see is some fair, honest, and open discussion and some, let's say, redistribution of power so that we can break up some of these power centers. And there are a great number of people, especially among the Natura Carte, Rabbi Yisrael Weiss, who are not even in favor of the illegitimacy of the nation state of Israel. And there are a great number of Jewish people, I'm sure, whether they're vocal about it or not, that don't appreciate Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. And so this is why, you know, it wouldn't make any difference to me, Sid, whether if I was talking about Christianity or Catholicism or Judaism or anybody, I just call spades spades where I see them, and I think we need to put all these tools back in Iraq.
I agree. I agree 100%. I hear your music. I'm not going to keep you. I just want to tell you, I do. I love you, guy.
Thank you.
I believe in what you're saying.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so let us return back into our discussion. I thank you, Sid, for your call. Always, I'm not even remotely shy on the topic. You know, as I said, everybody that has an interest in seeing the United States of America continue as a sovereign on this planet needs to stand up and speak. And if they don't, their silence is their assent, and they're going to get what they deserve, unfortunately. I just hope that I don't have to get what they deserve along with something I might not deserve. I certainly have not been quiet about things. Anyway, back to this discussion here. Again, this is off Reuters, talking about this G20 meeting coming out of South Korea. This is a currency war brewing. They're talking about belligerents, you know, insurgents, belligerents, going into a currency war here. And what world markets saw in Korea was two countries, poles apart, on who is responsible for global imbalances that are generating currency volatility and threaten to spill over into a 1930s-style protectionism at a time when the world economic recovery, in the words of the G20, is fragile and uneven. There's some real serious problems going on here. But, of course, you know that so much of this is, has been designed and is this is a dialectic that's being revealed in front of our eyes at this time as the master blasters, you know, whether that be the Jesuit order, Peter D. Sutherland, the curator, I think, the consolator of the Vatican, the Holy See, the properties, one of the advisors to the Holy See, whether we're talking about the Vatican, whether we're talking about Ratzinger with his rotten fish hat and his green yarmulke, whether we're talking about, Benjamin Netanyahu, whether we're talking about Goldstein, Goldfine, Goldblatt, or any of the other golds that are out there, you're talking about the Rothschilds or whomever you're looking at, we're seeing a real problem here, all right? And unfortunately, we're not getting the kind of media coverage on these issues as we would hope to have. And were it not for the internet, I would say that most people would be much deeper into the darkness than we already are. But back to the discussion. And what world markets saw, again, was this idea of a fragile and uneven system moving towards protectionism. We need to have protectionism. Protectionism is a good thing. If you don't protect your home, and by God, I'm under assault this week, but if you don't protect your home, who will? Who is more interested in protecting your home, you or the guy that lives five blocks away from you? On the currencies, I would have liked to have seen more substantive progress there, said the Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty. Quote, we did make directional progress, he said. I don't know whether that means they slipped further down the slippery slope or whether they're coming out of the ditch. Either way, they did make directional progress. There was a lot of pushback from China and some of the other countries as well. I think there's nervousness about the fragility of the economic recovery. What economic recovery? Washington pressed its case that countries with big external surpluses, primarily China, need to let their currencies rise. Right? Now, as their currencies rise, it becomes beneficial to others to export into China and less desirable to receive exports from China. The result? A call in the communique for more market-determined exchange rate systems. Market determined. Now, are they talking about a free market or not? Are they talking about free trade, which is managed trade, which is GATT, which is the FTAA, which is NAFTA? Or are they talking about market determination? And if they are, does the United States still have enough of a manufacturing base to be competitive in a global marketplace, or will we just continue to slip and slide and slip and slide? Developing economies, you know, all of Agenda 21, everything from the Club of Rome and forward, it's all been focused on these developing economies, all right? That's where it's at. It's a redistribution of wealth scheme. This is Karl Mordecai's Marx's stay up at night with a handkerchief dream, if you know what I mean. Anyway, developing economies, countered with criticism of rich countries for cranking up their money printing presses. All right? Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can just turn on the bubble machine and start, you know, pumping out bubbles. But, they say, in the process, sending a flood of money into their markets that is inflating asset bubbles and forcing up their exchange rates to the detriment of export industries on which they rely for growth. Again, excuse me. First time I've talked all weekend just about. The result, a promise in the closing statement that countries that issue reserve currencies, code principally for the United States, would be vigilant against excessive voluntary and disorderly movements in exchange rates. Now, this is a long article. It's a three-pager. I'm going to stop here. But you can find it up on the Kitco website. It's the G20. It should be near the top of the articles for today. G20 has to show compromise, FX pact, PAX meaning. Very interesting commentary there. Let's go another one. And again, a Reuters article. The Forex dollar sell-off resumes post-G20 Fed policy key. G20 vows to refrain from competitive devaluations. Competitive devaluations. And they're making their money more attractive for the marketplace. This by Anir Barnaug out of London. What a name. Anir Barnaug. Sounds like something out of a Bilbo Baggins trilogy. What do they call that guy? Well, it doesn't matter. London, October the 25th, Reuters. The dollar dropped broadly on Monday, hitting a 15-year low versus the yen, as a group of 20 agreement to shun competitive currency devaluations was taken as a green light to resume dollar selling by investors. Right? At the meeting in South Korea, G20 finance chiefs struck a surprise deal to give emerging nations a bigger voice in the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, recognizing the quickening shift in economic power away from Western industrial nations. I mean, these are words here, folks, but it should give you some pause to think about it. Let me say that. Recognizing the quickening shift in economic power away from Western industrial nations. Very important. Analysts said the outcome pointed to a status quo in currency markets, with the dollar staying under pressure due to market expectations for the Federal Reserve to unveil a second round of quantitative easings as early as November. So we're just days away, perhaps. The G20 was seen as a hurdle by some, and now that it's over, investors are back to do what they are most comfortable with, dollar selling, said Ankita Dudani, the G10 currency strategist at RBS. All right. So things are not looking too swell here. Let's jump over here and pick up this one. Geithner. This is an October 24th article yesterday, written by Rebecca Christie and Peter Cook. All right. U.S. Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner expects China will allow the yuan, the renminbi, the yuan, to strengthen because officials there understand it's in the interest of both domestic growth and global economic stability. Right? So they're having to give something up. They're being asked to contribute something. They're being asked to pare down a little bit or back down a little bit in their international trade strength and to engage in monetary policy. They recognize it's important to the world, Geithner said in an interview after a meeting of finance ministers and central bankers in South Korea. As China's currency stance affects more countries, quote, China recognizes that, and I think we're going to see them continue to move. Move what? Move their currency? Up, up, up. Geithner made the comments a day before an unscheduled visit to China for talks with Vice Premier Wang Qishan to discuss relations between the world's two largest economies, under pressure from Congress to combat what Geithner says is an undervalued yuan. The Obama administration used this weekend's meeting to secure an agreement among the group of 20 officials to avoid weakening their currencies. They also vowed to increase efforts to reduce trade imbalances. Now, it has to be profitable to engage in foreign trade. If it's not profitable, people won't involve themselves in it. They won't embark upon it. They'll change their investment strategies. And a lot of people are changing their investment strategies and getting out of the U.S. dollar-denominated assets. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
No, so I don't imagine climbing up on my radio table and doing a swan dive and landing abruptly upon my head would do any good this morning. So let's continue here. Treasury shields Citigroup as deletions under disclosures. Wow. October the 24th. Who knows, I guess. Bloomberg, the late Bloomberg news reporter, we all heard about this guy, Mark Pittman, asked the U.S. Treasury in January of 2009... This is like an intro to old news, rehash here. In 2009, to identify $301 billion of securities owned by Citigroup, Inc. that the government had agreed to guarantee. He made the request on the grounds that taxpayers ought to know how their money was being used. More than 20 months later, after saying at least five times that a response was imminent, Treasury officials responded with 560 pages of printed out emails, none of which Pittman had requested. All right. So anyway, long and long. Barry the usurper vowed to usher in a new era of open government on January the 21st, 2009, the day after his inauguration and a week before Pittman submitted his FOIA request. The usurper directed agencies to, quote, adopt a presumption in favor of disclosure in order to renew their commitment to the principles embodied in the Freedom of Information Act. Limits of transparency. The saga of Pittman's request shows that the promise of transparency has its limits. And of course, I shared with you a while back, right out of the writings of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. The Perestroika deception. What's that guy? I'll think of his name in a moment. Anyway, where he revealed, you know, the Perestroika, you know, Glasnost, This is the same stuff as transparency. So all we've done is we've just pulled these terminologies and these tactics from Russia over here. And when the usurper talks about transparency, he's talking about, you know, perestroika. Mikhail Gorbachev and the rest of the boys. The saga of Pittman's request shows that the promise of transparency has its limits when it comes to government intervention in the financial industry, which at its peak reached $12.8 trillion in commitments. So we really oughtn't expect, you know, too much out of all this discussion about the foreclosure markets. As Jeff from Massachusetts has reminded us, they know which side of the bagel, you know, they put their cream cheese on, and who provides the cheese and who provides the bagel. This is an unprecedented crisis for open government, said Fitton, whose Washington-based organization sued the Bush administration more than 200 times over disclosure issues. The Justice Department, which oversees disclosure for the executive branch, is, quote, working specifically to encourage agencies to be as transparent or as perestroikic as possible and release as much as possible, said Melanie Ann Puste, director of the department's Office of Information Policy, quote, we view our efforts as an ongoing process. And the article continues again. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. All right. But there's just a ton of information about these FOIA requests and all of the blockades that are being put up to keep people from knowing what's going down. Right. That's just where that's all at. All right. Again, let's continue forward and pick this guy up. A little bit of news in regards to the elections, all right? This by William McQuillan, October 24th, yesterday, 11 o'clock p.m. last night. Steele, all right, that'd be Michael Steele, expects the Republicans to take the U.S. House, but he sees close races for the Senate. Michael Steele, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, said he expects his party will win the U.S. House of Representatives in the midterm. We're just days out now, folks. What are we looking at? 8 days? Something like that? 8 days away? Steele, chairman of the Republican National Committee, says he expects his party will win the U.S. House of Representatives in the midterm. They'll take away the majority in the House. Nancy Pelosi will have to go bye-bye. She can take her anal beads and her very expensive aircraft travel back and forth between San Francisco, the city of the gay, and Washington, D.C., the district of criminals, and she can take her toy and go home. All right? Here's an extra battery. Have a good time. An unprecedented wave on Election Day will take the House for the Republicans, he said yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press program. The Senate is a little bit tougher. Steele said the RNC has raised $175 million in this election cycle as voters are showing dissatisfaction with the usurper. Steele challenged the usurper's accusations that Republicans have been unwilling to work with him on health care and environmental issues. Rather, Democrats have been summarily rejected Republican positions, Steele said. There's a lot of bickering back and forth, you know, inside of this established two-party political system. We needn't go back and revisit again Carol Quigley's nonsense about the idea of creating and establishing this established two-party political system so that you have the idea that you can just simply vote the rascals out. What a sorry pair of retreads that discussion is. Campaigning across the country before the November the 2nd elections, the usurper is accusing Republicans of threatening to roll back his policies. I don't know what his policy might be. Nonpartisan political analysts, including Charlie Cook of the Cook Political Report in Washington, project the Democrats will likely lose several seats in the Senate and cede control of the House to the Republicans. So with or without the black box voting system, this little cake has already been baked. Take it out of the oven, slice it up, and get some milk or some coffee. Let's eat cake. Pat Toomey, The Republican candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania echoed Steele, acknowledging it would be difficult to control the Senate. Still, Toomey said on Fox News Sunday that he is optimistic his party will win enough seats to take over the chamber. He's trying to show his opponent, U.S. Representative Joe Sestak, has extreme views. And I don't know about your mailbox and your email inbox, but mine has been running over with all of the various last-minute appeals for more money. I would caution you in the last minute to be sending money to the parties. What they do is they build up treasure chests, war chests, that they can use then for the next couple of years. And so there's no real advantage. If they haven't got the support by now, they ain't going to get it in the last 24 hours, and there's no reason to just fill their coffers up with lots of money that they're going to hold on to for several years until the next time around, and then the next time, and then the next time. And who knows? Maybe they'll create foundations and lobby groups and agendas and do all kinds of horrific things with those funds. Be careful. Here's continuing. The key is for me to continue to get my message out to the swing voters, to the independent voters who understand that Washington's on the wrong track. Toomey said, we can't borrow and spend our way to prosperity. Now, you know, that phrase has been around for at least 2 years. I remember when I first came on RBN, I'd been hearing a lot of people talking about John Maynard Keynes. It's the way you pronounce it, Keynes. It's Keynesian school of economics. And if you go back and look at any of his writings, it's based upon this idea that you can actually spend your way into prosperity. But it's nice to see that it's gotten wide play, even among the people that speak about it, because this is exactly what it is. And it's as failed a model for U.S. economic policy as it is for you and me. It flat out don't work. You cannot continue to spend money indefinitely and expect to get rich. Someday you're going to go broke. It's just the way it is. You try it sometime. Just keep writing after you've got a zero balance in your checking account and see how long it takes the gendarme to reach your door. In the weeds, reaching as far as they did in the weeds of the bill we didn't know about. No one else knew about it until it came out. Knowing that, I would not have supported that or voted for it at the time, said Manchin, who is running against Republican businessman John Race. What are they talking about? Obamacare. I would not have supported that or voted for it at the time. If only he'd known. If only he'd known. If only he'd bothered to read it. You see, this is going to be the undoing of some of these cretins. Tom Kaine, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, said, quote, it's going to be close for the Democrats to hold on to the House. The former Virginia governor said he's seen his party pick up momentum, and the Democrats have been getting out of the canyon. Voters have shifted to the Democrats as they evaluate the usurper's administration's accomplishments of the past 2 years. This guy's got to be on crack, man. This guy's stoned. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, October the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. The first hour of the broadcast is kind of taking a general lick and stick to the whole news basket here, laying it all out for you. Things you can find on Bloomberg and Kitco and elsewhere. General news discussion, only a couple more articles to go, but we are just closing out on this one article in regards to the debate between Michael Steele and Tim Kaine, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. So you got left, right, left, right. It's going to be close. Vote the bums out. Well, only if we could, and if we had more money, if we had more time, if we had more brains, if only we had a brain. And here, the last paragraph is the most telling. The American people are connecting the dots between these tens of millions of dollars of secret special interest money, Van Hollen said. Chris Van Hollen, a representative from Maryland who chairs the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Van Hollen said on CBS Face the Nation, "When we look under the curtain, we're beginning to see who these groups are and the fact that they want to take us back to a day when special interests ran Washington." Well, my friend, you don't have to go back to a day to find a day when special interest groups run Washington. Special interest groups created Washington. They financed Washington. Even Washington, the guy with the hat and the Masonic apron, special interest groups have always been involved because politics and law and legislation, it's always about opinions and cross currents of public opinions. And as August Comte wrote so far back, and Henry St. Simon before him, and visualize a time in the near future, and we're there, and we've been there for 50 or more years, where the world would be ruled by an appointed dictator, and the captains of finance and industry would run everything, all right? Run everything, all right? As George Carlin says, they got you by the balls. And it's time to wake up. These kind of articles just kind of, you know, they kind of just, they distract us. But we think that there's some real debate going on here between left and right, and there is none. Here's another one, just to give you a little bit more of an understanding. Bury the usurper's excitement wanes as young voters tune out the U.S. election. Couldn't have been more timely. It's been a long time a coming. But American people have stopped participating inside of this participatory sport called politics. And that's a bad thing. It's never been about how many votes. It's always been about the quality of the votes cast. But there are a lot of very qualified, independent researchers all across America who could make competent decisions if but their votes were counted. I think we need to look at something different, perhaps the hair system. Proportional representation, as we discussed a little bit when we studied John Stuart Mill in his treatise on representation. Maybe we need to reevaluate how we go about this process. But for many people now, ever since Jimmy, the creation of the Trilateral Commission and the continuing assault of the London School of Economics and their American counterpart, Council on Foreign Relations, all of this, people are no longer interested in participating in politics, and so the fox will just run away with all the hens. Catherine Dodge writing yesterday evening, Indiana University professor Gerald Wright opened his class on congressional elections by asking students if they saw the previous night's school-sponsored U.S. House candidate debate a few blocks from campus. Among almost 60 students, three hands went up. Quote, most students don't care about elections in general, 20-year-old sophomore Melody Mostow said after the class last week, quote, in most midterm elections, there's not that central person for us to rally around. There's not that central person for us to rally around. What do you think this is, anyway? A beauty pageant? My God in heaven. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, so the thrill is gone. Yeah, the thrill is gone. Fire up B.B. King here in the background. The thrill is gone for many voters. I got that right here, too, by the gosh. I had to play it. Anyway, the thrill is gone for many voters under the age of 30 who turned out in 2008 to vote for President Barry the Usurper by a 2-to-1 national margin. That support represented to the biggest schism between young and older voters in a presidential election since exit polling began in 1972, according to the Pew Research Center in Washington. Of course, they didn't note here. They didn't say anything at all about Ron Paul. They didn't talk at all about the Levolution and the meetup groups or any of that. That they just mentioned the usurper. This year, fewer than 3 in 10 voters under the age of 30 say they will definitely cast ballots on the November the 2nd congressional election, down from 36% 11 months ago, according to a poll by Harvard University's Institute of Politics. But you know that there are ballot measures on this ballot, certainly here in Missouri. There's a constitutional amendment, several other ballot measures, important ones. Shall we or shall we not have, you know, the quote-unquote puppy mills continuing unfettered here in southwest Missouri? Very, very pivotal issue, one that may impact the ability to raise farm animals on your property. Goats, chickens, pigs, etc. The green weenies and all of the PETA folks are really using this as an opening door. But there's lots of other things on the ballot besides people. And then there's all the local races. But people are going to stay away from the polls because Barry the Usurper is as much of a lying dog as any of the other presidential candidates in the last 40 years. I'm trying to follow the election a little bit, but I'm really not motivated, said Chris Williams, 22 years of age, who voted for the Usurper and Hill in 2008. I don't really like any of the candidates. Don't blame you, son. What about the people running locally? Are you going to miss out on them, too? Maybe they need your vote. Maybe they've can't wage their campaign with nickels and dimes as opposed to billions and billions served. Williams said he hasn't decided whether he'll support Hill or vote at all. 2 years ago, the usurper created a sense he cared about young people, Williams said, who graduated and now works at the campus bookstore. There's not that kind of excitement this time. Well, you know, that's not good either. Students have really full lives with classes, jobs, and other activities, said political science professor Wright. To try to carve out much more time for politics really takes something special. It happened in 2008 for a lot of them. Well, sir, a political science professor, maybe you're just not doing your job. Maybe you're presenting it as boring and dull and dry and meaningless as something that people do in their spare time rather than fundamental to every other issue in our lives. The longer we allow this established two-party political system to remain in control, and that's all that political parties are all about anyway, right? To gain the proximity to or complete control of governments. It's like having a revolution every 2 and 4 years. Although it's bloodless, there's certainly no loss of money. Enthusiasm for the Democratic Party is also slipping. While 56% of young voters this year say they are Democrats or leaning that way, that's down from 62% in 2008, according to polling by Pew. Republican affiliation rose 6 points to 36%. Again, looking for love in all the wrong places, using all the wrong kinds of words. We need to be looking at gaining majority positions inside of these two established political parties' committee system. Not getting the people elected to office, but inside these parties' committee system so that we can vote them out of existence from within using Robert's Rules of Order in a convention assembled, in a deliberative meeting, just the way that system was designed to work. Discouraged with politics? The generation that in 2008 proudly made the difference as caucus goers in snowy Iowa for Senator Barry the Usurper tells us less than 3 years later that they are so discouraged with politics that they may sit this one out. You see how clever this system is? How this works? He came in as a lion dog, making promises he'd never keep. Those of us that have been around a time or two around the block, we saw it, all right? But we just know that this is the whole idea. Oh, everybody's all disappointed about Ron Paul. As if Ron Paul, without a majority in Congress, would be able to do anything as the president. And Barry the Usurper, gaining his majority in the House, carrying the House and the Senate, he comes in and he goes 180 degrees, didn't do anything. Continuous disappointment in government. Disenfranchisement. Oh, there's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. Overwhelmed? I'm overwhelmed by the support I'm getting, said Hill, who was first elected to Congress in 1998. Among those supporters is Laura Carlson, 21, a senior who spends 10 to 15 hours a week making phone calls and knocking on doors to remind Democrats to vote. She said it would be a huge loss if the usurper's party can't keep control in Congress. I don't know. What does she do? Mushrooms? Was she abused as a child? This election is just as important as 2008, she said, as she canvassed a student neighborhood. My parents want me to get a job, but I feel I need to be doing this. Stumping for the usurper. Interesting. Focusing on grades. I'd rather be spending my time focusing on grades, said Jenna Fumo, 20, who voted for Obama and plans to sit out this election. All right. Organizing for America. The usurper's political arm outside the White House has campus captains in 22 states to help coordinate canvassing and voter registration. Of course, there's YAL. YAL. I'm looking at the chat room. Interesting. I'm going to need to go back and look at that. Anyway, so what we've got basically is the Young Americans for Liberty on one side, and then we've got the Organizing for America, and ACORN probably somewhere in the woods here, working for Obama. I'm learning something from the chat. Looking good. We do have a chat room, folks, if you want to get into it. It's www.becomevocallocal.com. www.becomevocallocal.com. If you want to get in the chat room discussion, we're looking into the Bible and finding out how many times and where and what verses the word Satan appears in the Bible. And we've got a chatter here that's doing yeoman work and bringing up lots of places. Interesting. Very, very good. All right, so continuing. College Republicans are looking to return to times when young voters were in their camp. President Ronald Reagan won 59% of young voters in his 1984 bid for a second term. Reagan was the last Republican candidate who knew how to capture younger voters. If we could have another Reagan, oh my goodness. There's a lot of Republicans out there that look to Ronnie Reagan's, you know, the great communitarian, as the cat's pajamas. The guy was an actor. He was a talk radio guy, I think, and then an actor, right? Yet he even said, you know, publicly that his background was perfectly suited to be president. You know, he was an actor, all right? So there's more to that. We're going to go into refinancing and some other ideas, and then we'll drop into perhaps William Ernest Hocking or Carol Quigley. Stay tuned.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Okay, refinancing surge gives a lift to banks amid foreclosure scrutiny. Once again, a little bit more here. An interesting bunch of chat going on in the chat. Really nice, interesting stuff going on in there. A rush by U.S. homemakers to refinance at near record low interest rates mark a rare bright spot for the mortgage industry under an attack for choking the economy with shoddy loans and botched foreclosures. A rush by U.S. homeowners to refinance at near record low interest rates marks a rare bright spot. Do you see any rust from rush in the economy that we discussed last week? Are you seeing any rush in there? Little tiny little nibble in the foreclosure and refi markets? I didn't. We'll keep an eye. What's going on with this article? Wells Fargo and Company, the biggest U.S. mortgage lender, received $194 billion of loan applications in the third quarter, the second most in its history. Funny, don't reflect that in the mortgage, the MBA, mortgage, what is it, Mortgage Bankers Association report on economy, the second most in its history. Chief Financial Officer Howard Atkins said last week about 80% were to refinance. Bank of AmeriCorps CFO Charles Noski said lending margins are up and demand should remain robust though through year end. Here it is. As the MBA Mortgage Bankers Association opened its annual conference today in Atlanta, lenders that survived the real estate crash are finding the pickup in refinancing overshadowed by a national foreclosure investigation and fresh investor efforts to force loan buybacks. They're also concerned that new consumer-friendly regulations will be burdensome. Now, as I've suggested before, if you're sitting there on top of a house being foreclosed, I know you're going to have to do whatever you're going to have to do. But I would be very careful about getting a new loan. Because if you get a new loan, you might be cutting your nose off to spite your face. There may be no foreclosure possible on the note that's being foreclosed upon. It could be part of this foreclosure fraud that we're discussing. And when you just go in and, you know, grab another mortgage, you're doing there is repairing the damage caused by the prior malpractice in lending. Okay? I'm not saying that this is what you ought to do. Look into it. Think about it. So that you don't get sucked into that. The report found that 2/3 of the firms with annual lending volume of more than $5 billion expect that the issues affecting them the most in next year will be adapting to rules created in response to the global financial crisis, which was triggered by record defaults on housing debt. And then it goes on, talks about the Dodd-Frank bill. All right, more interesting material there. So let's see. Answer. Yeah, okay. You'll only find the term devil only in the New Testament 33 times. In the New American Standard, you'll find it 32 times, and in the King James Version, you'll find it 57. The information can be found at crosswalk.com, www.crosswalk.com. I've asked two questions in here. From my own memory, I was mistaken. And I'm being corrected by the audience or in the chatters, and it's great. But I would ask you, the listeners, you know, we hear all about Satan and the devil, Satan and the devil. And so I asked in the chat room, how many times does the word Satan appear in the King James Bible? And we've gotten a lot of information in here. In the New King James Version, you will only find the term devil in the New Testament 33 times. In the New American Standard, you'll find it 32 times. And in the King James Version, you'll find it 57 times. And again, the information can be found at www.crosswalk.com. Let's see if we can find on the devil and see if there's anything different with that. It's been a long time since I've gone into my Bible and studied around in it a bit. My memory is not as good as I'd like it to be. Let's see if we've got anybody looking up the devil for us here. Anyway. So, back into the discussion. I'm going to stop on that. I was really distracted by that. I do want to know the answer to that question. It was a quiz I put in the chat. I thought I knew the answer, but I don't know the answer. Dollar weakens on G20 vow. Fed, stocks, commodities advance. Dollar weakened, touching a 15-year low against the yen on skepticism. The group of 20 pledged to avoid devaluations will stem the U.S. currency's decline. Stocks, U.S. futures, and treasuries rose, while copper and cotton rallied. We might see the gold, too, also up. All right. So all this G20 officials have vowed to refrain from competitive devaluations and to let markets set foreign exchange values. As speculation increased, the Federal Reserve will announce another round of quantitative easing to bolster the U.S. economy. More news on that. All right. It's up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Here's another one. Pearson raises forecasts on digital emerging markets. Pearson PLC, the publisher of the Financial Times newspaper, raised its full-year profit forecast for a second time this year, citing growth in digital and emerging markets. Earnings per share adjusted for some items will increase by about 10% this year, blah, blah, blah. Pearson, which gets about 65% of its sales from education, said it raised its outlook even though demand in some markets, quote, remains subdued. In the third quarter, and the macroeconomic outlook was still uncertain. 9-month sales at Penguin Books rose 5%, while education revenues were increased 7%, so on and so forth. All right? So we've got some other callers over here, too. So let's see who we've got over in the calling box and go live right here and go live right there. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. It's Fritz in Missouri.
Hey, Fritz in Missouri. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I was waiting for rain all weekend. I didn't water my lawn, and it never rained. Hey, I wanted to give you guys a tip here. I don't know if anybody listened to the Woodshed guy yesterday. What's his name?
Hal Anthony, a great broadcast. I listened to all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Hal, I followed up on some of his leads here. This guy has this website, Free and Clear in 90 Days.
Yes.
And started to poke around that website a little bit, and I haven't absorbed it to a great depth yet. But, of course, being a visual learner, I watched all the videos first.
Right.
And that led me on to this it bounced me over to this website called privateaudio.homestead.com. And this guy, who must be a free man on the land, his name is John Stewart. S-T-E.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the name many a time. I think I've heard him interviewed several times, too. Doesn't he have his own broadcast?
I'm looking like he does, yeah. But what I found on Vimeo, what I found there was they must have a weekly or a monthly a group of people who meet monthly in Arizona and talk about these legal issues. And it's a 2-hour video, but was quite revealing concerning the mortgage loans. And this gal apparently is somebody he's mentoring, or it's his wife, who has recently appeared in court and won a few cases, has appeared as an expert witness, and so on. But anyway, I found a little nugget in there that I thought was interesting. Was you can go to MERS website, and you can plug in your, if you have a note, if you have a MERS mortgage, there's a number called a MIN number, M-I-N. MERS identification number, I think it is. It's about 18 digits, and it should be on the first page of your note or your deed of trust. And you can run that number and find out who is the servicer and who is the owner, or the investor in your property. So I looked mine up. I tried to do that with my birth certificate a few months ago. You know, they said you could look up your birth certificate and see what it was worth, but my stupid sister who works at Bank of America threw my birth certificate out.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, yeah, well, because the guy at the license bureau told her they didn't use those anymore, so she threw them away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This gal's an underwriter at Bank of America. Anyway.
Hold on right there, Fritz. We're going to go into the break. I'll bring you back up on the other side. Stay tuned, folks.
Okay. All right.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, folks. If you'd like to call into the broadcast, it's 866-841-1065. Got a lot of good Bible students apparently in the chat room this morning. I was dead wrong earlier. I put in a quiz asking how many times the word Satan appeared in the Bible. I thought it only appeared once and that it was in the New Testament, but boy, was I wrong. But I never doubt that because, you know, I mean, there our memories are just only so good, folks, and you have to keep after this stuff and keep after it and keep after it. But, no, there's much more than that. And so there's quite a lively discussion going on in the chat room. You can find it at becomevocallocal.com. Just click on the chat link. We've got Fritz calling from Missouri. And Fritz, your sister, hearing that just because the Department of Revenue doesn't use their birth certificate anymore for driver licenses, you know, they do want the Social Security number so bad they're almost willing to torture you to get it. But she threw out the birth certificate. So now what are you going to do? You're going to have to go back and get a registered copy or what?
Well, I had gotten a copy several years ago, four years ago when we went to Cancun or Cozumel. And I went to the county and got one. You know, they just give you a little Xerox piece of paper for $10.
Right.
But my sister is the trustee of my parents' trustee, and she has a four-decker file cabinet full of, you know, all their old papers. Probably has my first grade report card in it and everything else. But my brother tried to get a new driver's license, and they require the birth certificate in Missouri, and I guess but the guy at the bureau told him they didn't take those old. You know, the old ones looked like negative photos. They were white on black, and anyway, so he went back and told my sister they wouldn't take that. They didn't take that kind of certificate anymore. So she went through the file drawer and threw all our birth certificates away.
Oh my! Well, that black on white or that white on black is a microfiche copy, and so that's a good record because it was made right then, and then from the hospital itself. You can get, and from the county recorder's office, I believe, or the county clerk's office, wherever county you were born in, you can obtain, and I did when I was first getting my passport, you can obtain a certified copy, which is what you really want. But I was fortunate enough to have come across all of the documents, in regards to the day that I came onto this globe. And it's neat because the hospital... had a nice kind of like a parchment seal with a gold seal that they put on it and the whole thing signed by the doctor and the staff and things. So
oh, I'll have to look into that. Yeah. My hospital still exists, the hospital I was born in. But listen, I really called about the MERS. So you can go to this website. I went to MERS website first, and I couldn't find it. Looked like you had to be a member... mortgager to get access, but then I Googled MERS servicer ID, three words, and about the fourth result down, new MERS servicer ID search now includes name of investor, and that is over at beingmiddleclass.org. Anyway, the website you need to go to if you want to search your MERS ID number is www.MERS-servicerid.org.
Interesting.
And you can search by the number, by the property address, or by your name and serial number, name and Social Security number, and so on. So I did all of the above. I searched by the MIN number, and it came right up.
Okay.
And guess who owns my bungalow, my $70,000 bungalow in St. Louis County?
Who?
In the area where all the Mexicans are moving in.
Who owns it?
Fannie Mae. And Bank of America is the servicer now.
Okay.
But then I searched by my name, okay?
All right.
And this is how disorganized these people must be. It didn't come up under my name. And it also didn't come up when I just put in the address, city, state, and zip. There's different searches you can select. So it doesn't seem to be cross-referenced very well on the MERS site. Now, you also have the option of being able to search by name, Social Security number, and zip code, and I didn't want to plug my Social Security number into this website at all, so I didn't use that one.
I certainly wouldn't either.
But I just thought I'd put that out for you. And this website, free and clear in 90 days. He has a 80 or 90 page PDF that wrote down, and he documented how he was able to obtain four properties that he owns and get all the titles cleared.
Interesting. Interesting.
So now I haven't gone in depth yet, but I was kind of excited when I found this last night. So that's free and clear in 90.com.
Well, you know, Hal Anthony does a really good job. I'm so glad that he was able to move across from Revolution to join us here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. He used to do a five-day-a-week broadcast on Revolution in the middle of the day. But, you know, really, the audience share there is a little on the low side, and I think he's going to get a lot more people like yourself and others. He's done such an incredible body of research over the years. He certainly, he and I communicate on a regular basis, and he's been giving me a lot of tips and pointers as to how I might want to proceed against the city of Exeter and its employees over this code enforcement snafu that we've got going on here that's got me all tied up. I've been doing just a yeoman's job trying to get my truck running. I'd like to move my personal vehicle, if you will, my mode of transportation, my old friend of 30 years, I'd like to move it off of this ground someplace safe. I'd hoped to have been able to do it almost two weeks ago, but I'm up against the wire now. I might have to hire a rollaway truck. But to get it out of their clutches so that I, A, don't have to pay any of the fees and the fines and the penalties and the taxes and the exactions, but B, so that it can't be seized, you know, because they'll sell anything right now. I think that they're just basically revenuing. So, you know, whether it's your home being foreclosed, folks, or whether, you know, it's your personal property that's going to be attacked and attached, I think Hal has brought that out very clearly on his broadcast. I'll try and do more to bring it out on this one. I know Mike Chambers has covered it really well. We're coming into a new financial time in America. And I think you'd agree, Fritz, where all of these various institutions and things that pass for government, they don't have the money, and there isn't a lot of money coming in. Every time they write it up in the newspaper, we see that the sales tax takes here are dropping and dropping, and there are fewer and fewer people that are actually sending any money in on personal property tax or real property tax. As people move out of the area, you look around the city of Exeter, which is a town of about 750, and it's like looking at a picket fence. There's a sign in every yard. Everything's up for sale. I have been considering posting mine for sale as well, you know, just to do it. But, you know, things are really changing, and they're changing very rapidly.
Yes, they are. Now, you got another minute? I'll give you a little update on my gold and silver.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, about 3 years ago, I jumped into some what they call junk coins via the Alex Jones network of gold and silver dealer. And just to tell you where I am now, I bought the 1 ounce gold junk coins, the pre-1933, they're obviously worth more than they were when I got in at about 900, when gold was about 900. and they're up. But I'll tell you, some of these fractional coins, I bought 16 $2.50 Indians.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
And that, is that the 10 ounce? One-tenth of an ounce?
Or
is that
Actually, I think it's about 12%. I think it's about one-eighth of an ounce.
An eighth of an ounce.
Yes.
Okay.
It's about the size of a dime.
All right.
And fantastic. And I paid 2.25 for them at the time. 225.
What are they running now, about 350?
Well, I don't know what they're running if you went out and bought one retail, but, you know, gold is up $400, and the melt value on my junk, because these are junk coins now. These are not numismatics per se, and
well,
I already had one.
Well, we really ought to call them circulated, because the junk it confuses people, because the junk silver is your 40% and your 90% silver.
Oh, okay.
Where it has it is an admixture, but they preceded the slugs that were in common circulation today. So you've got uncirculated, almost uncirculated AU. You've got circulated pre-1933 gold coins of various sizes.
Okay, well, having said that, I'll call him junk because I took him to the local gold guy and he looked at him with the magnifying glass and he said, well, hell, these used to be on somebody's neck. These were in a necklace. They have little pit marks in them from the perspiration, and handed them right back to me. So their melt value today is about $160. And
yeah.
I paid $225 for them 3 years ago when gold was $400 down. So if you think you're going to get a deal from Ted Anderson...
Guess again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Fritz, for the update.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye for now.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back into the news basket again this morning. You know, I had some elsewhere I was going to go, but the news is just doing it for us, so we'll just ride on with it. You know, some days there's a lot to think about, and I've got so much on my mind with the deal, what I'm dealing with here locally, that it's real hard to focus my attention anyway. So we'll just leave off on the other discussions perhaps until tomorrow. But here, this is another article. Now, this continues a direction that I've been following for now, close to 2 years. And that is, you know, we talk about, you know, the higher price of crude oil. Every morning I give you the price as crude continues to spiral upwards and upwards this morning at 82.46. You know, it's been up to 100 before, and it's been at 35 as well. So it's just kind of very vague or it's just a number that changes, right? It's not really dependent upon demand, supply and demand. There's no limit to the amount of oil that's available at any one time. But the OPEC, some of these oil-producing nations, the cartels, they control it. But somebody that really tells, you know, a closer and gives us a better understanding of what's going on, not only the refineries, but also the people that make a business out of hauling it around the planet. And this article on Bloomberg is very telling. Alaric Nightingale, writing for Bloomberg New News this morning, very early this morning. Supertankers face two-year losing streak as Frontline shuns oil. Right? Now, on a previous broadcast, we were looking at these tankers out at sea. And if my memory serves me right, and I've been proven this morning that my memory is not as sharp as I'd like it to be. Maybe I need to start eating coconut oil or something. I don't know. Rubbing my body with sage. But there have been at times lines of these ships at sea basically just hanging out. As many, if you put them all together, they would be 27 miles in length. That's no small amount of vessels. That represents any colossal capital investment that's standing idle. And this article speaks to that just a little bit. Supertanker owners are facing the longest stretch of unprofitable rates in 17 years as the supply of new vessels increased 9 times faster than demand for oil. So you go in and you look at Vestas and GE and British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, and all of the people that are involved, you know, the Solarco and all the others, all of these people that are involved in the green energy and the windmills and the solar panels, and all of that discussion, the redirection away, the collapsing economy, the tougher times for the developing nations and prosperity in China. But the demand for oil is being outstripped by the production of these new vessels. And there's a reason, another reason for it, and that is the difference between a single hull tanker and a double hull. I guess the EPA and other people have put out the call to, you know, increase the safety, if you will, of these tankers. And so they're going to a double-walled ship instead. And so they're retiring their older vessels. But again, the super tanker owners are facing the longest stretch of unprofitable rates in 17 years as the supply of new vessels increases 9 times faster than the demand for oil. Shipping companies are making $3,155 a day for a single voyage, 90% below the $30,900 Frontline Limited, the biggest operator, says it needs to break even. It's running a little bit of a loss, don't you say? $31.55 a day versus $30,900. The biggest operator says it needs to break even. Morgan Stanley estimates the tanker fleet will expand almost 13% next year. And the International Energy Agency says oil use will grow about 1.4%. What's going on with all that? What's going on with all that? You think the supertanker people, the people that are in the transportation sector, are so ignorant that they can't see that the demand, you know, for oil usage is being far outstripped by the production of these vessels? Or do they see something else that we don't? Something that might not be in this article. Ships ordered before rates plunged from $177,000 $177,000 in July of 2008 are swelling the fleet of about 526 supertankers. So the rates per day, it was 177,000 in July of 2008, was 30,900, what is it, a year ago. And today, no, they say that it would cost them 30,900 today, and they're only making $3,155. Wow. Continuing, owners have responded by cutting their average speeds by 9%. In other words, slow them down. Anchoring 24% more vessels. In other words, just standing idle. This 27-mile-long line of tankers out at sea. Ship tracking data compiled by Bloomberg shows John Fredrickson, the chairman of Frontline, said last month, quote, there won't be much money to earn, close quote, in shipping in the next 2 or 3 years. recovery, right? Fragile recovery, they said in the G20 meeting. A fragile recovery. Won't be much money to earn shipping gasoline and heating oil and natural gas and propane around the planet. Investing in tankers right now is a bad idea, said Pablo Mastragostino, a broker at the River Lake Shipping SA in Geneva. Quote, when people say oil consumption has increased by some tiny amount, I laugh. It corresponds to a minuscule amount of extra ships, and there's far more coming out of the yards. I wonder if Al Gore's read this article. The dependence on petroleum products, blah, blah, blah. Laughable. The global oil tanker fleet will expand by 86.5 million deadweight tons in the next 2 years, equal to about 27% of existing capacity, Morgan Stanley estimates. The extra ships being built by yards including Shanghai, I won't even begin it, shipbuilding company, and Dalian Shipbuilding Industry Company would exceed the previous record of 79.8 million deadweight tons set in 1974 and 1975. What are they doing? Building more ships for what? They're going like crazy building the ships. That keeps their economy going really good over in Shanghai. But who's shipping oil? Freight derivatives? Forward freight agreements traded by brokers and used as speculator hedge are trading no higher than $28,285 a day, apparently, through 2012. These are hedge funders. Single voyage daily rates slumped 92% to $3,155 this year. So there's a difference, apparently, between those that are speculating and investing in the transportation sector as opposed to the actual amount that is being paid to use these ships. Six of eight ship brokers and owners surveyed by Bloomberg say it's unprofitable rates for ship supertankers, even bigger than the Chrysler building, will last at least two more years. They don't see any profit in the window. Of course, when we looked at Maersk Line, we're looking at Maersk, you know, the big one of the big, like OOCL, one of the big shipbuilders for the container lines, container cargo vessels, they're dealing with the same problem. You know, the super cargo ships come over here from China, chuck-a-luck full of containers, brim full with cheap Chinese plastic wrap. Plastic wrap is Communist Red Army products, cheap Chinese plastic Communist Red Army products, but they're going home empty. You can't put enough Lazy Boy recliners in there to satisfy. Freight derivatives and brokers have proved wrong about previous slumps. In June, derivatives were pricing in a third quarter average of $44,944 when the price turned out to be $13,526. See, all the brokers and all the speculators, they're in this market up to their eyeballs, but they're living in two different worlds. You got the ivory tower guys, the guys in the cheap suits, and then you got the people out there that are actually, you know, getting some salt breeze in their faces. Two different worlds. The financiers, the master blasters of the banking industries, and all of the speculators and all the day traders. People get on these websites and they just buy and sell and sell and sell and sell. But there's no daylight in it. There's no real world involved. It's just digits, man. Just all digits. At these very low rates, I doubt many owners will continue to run the service of delivering crude. People are going to go out of business. Normally, the winter should trigger an uptick in the rates. Most owners lease vessels in the single voyage market or for longer term accords, some of which remain profitable. So there's just, you know, more and more every day. No real teaching segment today, just general news, things to think about. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for the chatters. I learned something in the chat room today. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and I'll be back again. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.